And now it's time for Money Coach, where we check in with our personal finance guru, Alvin Hall. Two words, estate planning. Now, I bet some of you are thinking, turn the dial. I am not rich. I do not have an estate. I do not need to know this. Can I just tell you, you are wrong. Do you have kids? Do you have anything of value you want to pass on to your kids? If you got sick or injured, are you unsure if your loved ones would know what to do? If the answer to any of these questions is yes, please continue to listen. Alvin Hall joins us from our New York Bureau to tell us what we need to know. Welcome, Alvin.
Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. So, Alvin, the basics, please. What is estate planning and who needs to do it?
Everyone needs to do it. And estate planning is making a will or document that passes on your material goods and anything else you may have to your heirs. There's an old statement that says, where there's a will, there are relatives. I said, where there's no will, there are contentious relatives. So people need to allow for the orderly passing on of anything they've accumulated in their lifetime.
What if you're single?
If you're single, you still have friends. People always ask me that because I'm single. And I've made provisions in my will to pass on things to friends, to Bowdoin College, where I went as an undergraduate. And it allows for the neat closure of your life.
What is a living will, and who needs to have one of those?
A living will is where you specify if something happens to you, you're in a car accident, you have a stroke, that you don't want them to use, extraordinary measures to keep you alive. And most people should have those. Actually, I think everybody should have it, because I think you put your relatives in a very difficult position when you're there on a ventilator or being kept alive and they have to pull the plug and you're dying and they feel like they've killed you, right? Mm-hmm. Help them make those decisions in advance. If you don't want extraordinary means to keep you alive, then say that.
So I think it's obviously crucial to have a living will if you're about to go and have surgery but
yes.
or something like that, and you know that you're about to be undergoing anesthesia or something like that. But you're saying that what if you have a car accident, that you can't assume that everyone is going to know what your wishes are, so everybody should have one.
Exactly. Accident happened. You should always plan for this. And even when you die, you need to really think through this very carefully. But I can tell you from personal experience, this is very hard. My mother died about 2 years ago, and we are still trying to unravel her estate. I cannot tell you. She felt she did not have to have a will because she had no money. But she did have a house and land. And 2 years on, we are still dealing with lawyers trying to unravel this mess that she left behind.
That's tough. How do you get started?
First, find a great lawyer or go to a bookstore and read a book about estate planning or go to a lawyer, a family lawyer or friend that you know and draw up a document. Think of those things you wish to leave to people. A lot of people are fearful of letting their relatives know what's in the will. I say that's fine. They can wait till you die to find out what's in the will, but at least plan it now.
Do you need to designate someone to know where these documents are?
Yes.
Who would you recommend for that task?
Well, it depends upon the people in your life. In my case, it's my lawyer. In other people's cases, it would be their business manager. In the case of parents, it would be the child they trust the most, the child they feel they're most responsible for. You choose the person you think who will execute your desires on the money and produce the least contention among the people.
So you don't have to tell people what's in those documents.
No.
You don't have to let them know exactly what the instructions are, but you just have to make sure somebody knows where to find the relevant documents.
Exactly. And Michelle, your point there is very well made because a lot of people are skeptical of letting their children know that they're going to leave them money because the children then start to live in anticipation of it and they can see a change in the child. No, don't let them know.
Okay.
Just make the will and prepare for your demise.
Very, very, very briefly, it's fall is coming, and for a lot of companies, that's the time when people choose their benefits.
Yes.
Any advice on taking care of some of this long-range planning at that time?
Yes. Always, always designate a backup to handling your estate, because don't assume because I choose you, Michelle, to be the executor of my estate that you're going to outlive me. Always have a backup there, a second heir.
Okay. Good advice, Alvin. As always,
thank you.
We appreciate it. Alvin Hall is a financial expert. He joined us from our New York Bureau. You can find out more information about Alvin Hall at our website, npr.org/tellmemore. Alvin, thanks again for joining us, as always.
You're welcome, Michelle.